So let's review. The Gemara earlier explained the difference between the Shlich Lahilacha, who was appointed by a husband to deliver a get to his wife, and Imratza Lachzu Yachzer. The husband can retract, because the get is only effective when she receives it. And the Shlich LaKabbalah, who is appointed by the wife to accept the get from her husband, and Imratza Lachzer Lo Yachzer. And the husband can no longer retract, because as soon as the Shlich accepts the get, it is effective. The Gemara now discusses a case where the Shlich misrepresented his appointment. His kabbalah ligiti, if a woman appointed a shlich likabbalah, and the shlich told the husband, v'ishtach amra hava ligiti, she merely asked me to bring the get. V'hu amar heilich kamasha amra, and the husband responded that he's giving him the get according to her words. The Gemara is uncertain whether he is a shlich lehilacha or a shlich likabbalah. Either he's a shlich likabbalah and kiven shegiya get liyodim migureshes, she's divorced immediately upon his receiving the get, because adibur didahu de kasamach, the husband refers to what she actually said, and she said his kabul. Or he is a shlich lahilacha, and kivin shegiya get liyada mugureshes, she's only divorced when she receives the get, because adibur didahu de kasamach, the husband refers to what the shliach said, and appointed him a shlich lahilacha. However, in the reverse case, hava ligiti v'ishtach amra his kabul ligiti, if a woman asks someone to bring her get, and he presented himself to her husband as a shlich likabbalah, v'hu amar heilach kamasha amra, and the husband responded that he's giving him the get according to her words. Afila higia get liyada inna mugureshes, the divorce is not valid at all, because meman of shach. If we hold adibur di dei kasamach, he relies on the shlich, it follows that he did not appoint him as a shlich leilacha, but rather gave him the get assuming he was a shlich likabbalah. And since the wife did not appoint him as a shlich likabbalah, he's not a shlich at all. And if we hold adibur didah kasamach, he relies on her words. However, that is valid only when she appointed him a shlich likabbalah. But in this case, where she asked him to be a shlich lehilacha, akri shlich lishlichus legamri. We assume the shliach renounced his agency because by claiming to be a shlich likabbalah, he's essentially saying, shlich likabbalah havina, lehilacha lehavina. I only want to be a shlich likabbalah and not a shlich lehilacha because, as Rashi explains, delay nichali b'tircha de'ilacha. He does not want the burden of returning to the woman with the get. Therefore, even if in the end he did deliver the get to her, it's not valid because it never made a shliach lahilacha. And we cannot compare it to the case in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Ha'omer is kabel get zeli ishti imrot zalach zu yachzer. Even if the husband used the expression his kabel, and the shliach was in fact not appointed by the wife as a shliach likabbalah, the get is still valid. Because adam yedeh she'ein shlichus likabbalah, v'gomer benosin l'shem ha'ilacha. Since the husband is aware that he cannot appoint a shlich likabbalah, the term iskabel really means iskabel v'hoilich, to take the get and deliver it as a shlich la'ilacha. And so the get is valid. However, in our case, hachatoi, he may erroneously rely on the words of the shlich that is a shlich likabbalah, and he did not mean to make him a shlich la'ilacha, and the get is therefore not valid at all. The Gemara goes on to discuss the machlekes whether heilich kezachi dami or heilich lav kezachi dami, and also that all agree that heilich kezachi dami. This was explained in the previous daf. The Gemara turns to another aspect of shlichus. Amar Rav, ein ha'isha oisa shlich likabala gito miyad shliach bala. A woman cannot appoint a shlich likabala to accept a get from her husband's shlich lelacha. The Gemara offers two possible reasons. Bishum bezoyin de bal. Perhaps the husband considers it disrespectful for her not to accept the get personally, and so he does not authorize the get in this circumstance. Rashi points out, ki of the shlich lekabel miyad habal, in kan chashash bezayin deho yadav lekapit. The above is not an issue when she sends a shlich lekabala to accept it from the husband, because by giving it to him, the husband clearly demonstrates that he's not offended. Mishum chatzer habala achar mikain. The pasuk says v'nasim biyada that the get must be put directly into her domain. However, if she acquires a courtyard after he puts the get is not valid because at the time when he placed it there, it was not her domain. Her appointing a shlich likabbalah after he appoints a shlich lehilacha is somewhat similar to that case, and so the chacham disqualified this arrangement. According to this explanation, kad me'ihi v'shav shlich me'ikara, if she appointed her agent first, the get is valid. However, according to the first explanation, it is not. On the other hand, Reb Chanina Amar, Isha Eise Shlich Likabala Gita Miyad Shlich Bala. Reb Chanina allows this arrangement. The Gemara cites a slightly different case, where a messenger attempted to deliver a get, and the woman told him, Lahava Biyadach, I am now appointing you a shlich kabbalah. Thus, it should take effect while still in his hands. The Gemara suggests that this case is also comparable to a chatzar habala achar mekein. However, the Gemara responds that it is invalid according to all opinions, because lo chazar shlich is etz labal. A shlich must be able to successfully report on his assignment. Therefore, when he switched roles, becoming a shlich lekabbalah, he invalidated his original shlichus. The Gemara concludes, misafkelon ledidan havadavish shebe'erva v'chiletzis. There is no clear ruling. Therefore, as it is a matter pertaining to marriage, we must be stringent, and the case of Yim Chalitza is required. The Gemara next discusses Asu Edim Shlichusan. If witnesses ostensibly complete their task, but their actions did not result in divorce, whether they need an additional appointment to try again. The Gemara explains that Karula Nafasa also Zahadi Kasav Tafasa. If the agents wrote a name incorrectly on a get, Mi Kamalhu Kesuba Chaspa, they did not write a valid get at all. Therefore, they have not yet fulfilled their shlichus and can write another get. Furthermore, even if they wrote a valid get that was then lost, they can write another one, because the agency was to write and deliver the get. Therefore, their agency extends until the get is successfully delivered. The Gemara wonders, if he instructed them to write a get and then to give it to someone else to deliver, Saluke Saliklahu, did he intentionally exclude them from serving as agents to deliver the get? And therefore, as Rashi explains, Asu Koshlichusa Minestalku, their task is complete, and if the get is lost, they cannot write another one? Ola Tircha Dituchayish, they can write another get, and he was merely saving them the trouble of delivering it personally. Furthermore, Kisva Vinasnu Lishlech V'yoylech Lamahu, would the unnecessary phrase, and he should deliver it, imply that they may write further gittin until the shliach successfully delivers it? The Gemara answers tekui, leaving these questions unresolved. The Mishnah earlier concludes, Reb Shmuel Gamliel Omer, afay meres tuli gitti, imrotzalach so lo yachzer. By saying tuli gitti, take my get, she's appointing him as a shliach likabalah to accept it in her place. The Gemara adds, tuli b'soli b'heili b'yadach, Kulon Lashon Kabbalahin, these are all expressions of accepting a get on her behalf.